The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're looking for something to do in July, we've got a recommendation coming your way imminently because Niall Kinsella is with me, who is a conductor and is going to be playing in the National Opera House here in Wexford on Friday the 18th of July and then the following night, Saturday the 19th, at the National Concert Hall in Dublin. And it is Get Happy, the Judy Garland songbook. And Niall, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks so much for coming with us. How does one end up a conductor?
Oh, well, that's a long story. I started off myself as a pianist. So I did that for many years. And I was involved mainly playing for singers was what I did. And I also worked a lot with choirs. I also sang in choirs. So my sort of to conducting was actually conducting choirs, and I did a lot of sort of classical choral works, and always playing the piano alongside that and doing concerts. But it was in the last kind of maybe 3 years that I decided, okay, I really wanted to do this kind of American Broadway musical theater, American songbook, Hollywood music, which is I've always loved it. So and here I am doing it now.
And is kind of becoming a conductor, going from musician to conductor, is it like going from sports player to manager, that there are certain people who have the skills, so you think, oh, they'll make a good conductor one day?
I think it just depends on your personality and your interests. You know, I've always been a musician who loves performing with other people. So, like, for example, I was never interested in pursuing a career as a soloist where I'm just performing on my own. I always love collaborating with other people, be it singers or musicians, instrumentalists. And of course, like, working with an orchestra, that's amazing because you get to collaborate with, you know, 40, 50, 60 people at one time. So it's a real thrill to do that.
What's the most difficult thing about being a conductor?
Oh, the most difficult thing about being a conductor. Well, I suppose there is a lot of time that you have on your own, you know, studying the music in advance of like rehearsals and performance. And then there is a kind of pressure. You've got always a very specific amount of rehearsal time. You have to get everything done in that rehearsal time. And then, yeah, there's the pressure that, you know, if it goes wrong in the performance, it's your fault.
And, I mean, are there certain instrumentalists who are more difficult to manage than others when you're standing in front of an orchestra?
No, they're all great.
Ah, no, go on, tell us.
No, they're all great, but I do think, and I'm not evading the question here, different instruments do have different challenges. You know, I think the one kind of obvious thing is that, you know, wind players and brass players, they have the challenge that they have to breathe, you know. So you have to be aware that, okay, these players need to breathe at some point. So you have to, you know, give them chance to breathe. String players, generally in an orchestral context, they're playing a lot. They're playing all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just kind of have to be aware that each player in the room has a different challenge going on, and you just have to kind of keep that in mind so that you don't exhaust.
And I often wonder, and this is coming from a place of complete ignorance but when it comes to music, but I often wonder when it comes to the actual performance, say now when you're playing in Wexford here on the 18th of July or the following night in Dublin on the 19th, to what extent have you done all of your work or the most of your work in rehearsals? You know, I often say, if I've been at it, I kind of look at the conductor and I think, are they really looking at your man for cues? Surely they know what they're doing by now, by the time it gets to the time they're performing.
Well, that's a very good point, because, you know, in our orchestra, the Niall Kinsella Orchestra, we have 42 players in these concerts coming up in July. These are top level professionals. These are the best players in the country. So yes, they do absolutely know what they're doing, and they probably could do it without me. But
you're still going to stand there and wave your arms around.
But I'm going to still stand there anyway. but you know, the thing is, if you've got 42 musicians in a room in a rehearsal, that can be quite chaotic if, you know, everybody's sort of, you know, giving their ideas and everything. So really the conductor's job is to be a leader, is to sort of make the decisions about kind of what tempos, the mood, the character, where the piece is going. And, you know, if it's the conductor's job to probably problem solve in the rehearsals. If something's not right, it's their job to fix it. And yeah, when you go out and perform, generally everyone has it together and, you know, it's all fine.
What do you love about Judy Garland, and what do you hope people will get out of these performances?
Well, for me, Judy Garland, it's just this absolute nostalgia. I mean, it's bringing us back to this time. I mean, I know Judy Garland from the old films, the MGM films, which I saw as a child on TV on Saturday afternoons. My grandmother was a big Judy Garland fan, so that was kind of where I discovered her. But it is that charm of, you know, the music and the songs of that era are so charming. And they really do take you back in time to this wonderful age of like golden Technicolor, and you can hear it in the music and in the orchestra.
If you want to be taken back in time, if you go to the nationalopera house.ie, their website here in Wexford, or the National Concert Hall website, nch.ie as well, you'll find all the details of this. The Niall Kinsella Orchestra, they're performing Get Happy, the Judy Garland Songbook, on Friday the 18th of July here in Wexford, Saturday the 19th then in Dublin as well. Niall, listen, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
And thanks, Whedon, for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.